Proclamation number 7278, dated the February 9th, 1959. Tribulations and Trepidations of Jesus, the Man. Roman 1, 2. Found life on earth as a human being difficult at times, for I was subject to the same laws as you are. I had to fight against the same weaknesses and temptations, and it was not always easy to face up to them, even though my heart was full of love and was therefore permeated by divine strength when I needed it. But hours of psychological distress were also part of my journey through life, and had I not experienced it like you, I would not have been as human as you either. My soul had to go through the process of spiritualization on earth, which led to my complete unification with the Father, the complete becoming as one with Him. Although my soul had indeed come from above, it nevertheless had come into flesh with all its immature substances, which every material shell basically consists of, and all these substances had to spiritualize themselves. For the body, with all its wishes and cravings, exerted an extraordinary influence on a soul which was unable to ignore these temptations but had to bear up against them, just as is the task of the human soul who wants to take the path of following Jesus in order to release themselves from sin and death. However, the battles I had to go through were difficult, and my earthly progress often weighed me down like an overwhelming burden which wanted to make me doubt that I would ever be able to travel this path until the end. Time and again I drew strength from love. For by virtue of my love and its consequences, I also foresaw the difficult path I had to take. I foresaw the suffering and death on the cross, as well as the people's spiritual state who nailed me on the cross. And yet I had to continue my path until the end. Time and again I had to endeavor to master my fears and weaknesses and cling to the Father to strengthen me in every adversity of body and soul. For I experienced all these tribulations like you, and even far more severely, because my life surrounded by sinful humanity was already a torture for me, who lived in all purity in the midst of those for whom I wanted to suffer and die. However, the more my body matured, the deeper became my soul's union with the Father who is in me, and the clearer became my mission, which I indeed began as a human being but concluded as God, in which I was able to accomplish because the strength in me grew constantly, just as the love for the unhappy human race became greater the nearer I got to the end. And love was the strength which made me accomplish the act of salvation. Love was the Father in me whose will I wanted to fulfill in order to help my fallen brothers. I consciously traveled my earthly path. At first I only had vague ideas and every now and then bright thoughts and insights. Yet the more the spiritualization progressed in me, the clearer I saw the plan of salvation on account of which I had descended from the kingdom of light to earth. But as long as human substances were still clinging to my body, I also had to endure human suffering and torments, which, last but not least, also included the inner distress of not being able to cope with my task, for I knew what it would mean were I to fail in the battle against the one who is and will remain everyone's enemy for eternities to come. Yet I gained victory over him. I took on the battle with incredible pain and suffering, and constantly gained more strength because my love for you also kept growing, since you must suffer until you are released from him and his power. My strength grew as my love intensified. And so you humans know that you can only draw the strength for your earthly task from love, for my adversary will always try to weaken you by driving you into unkindness, by wanting to prevent you by any means to carry out an act of love in order to keep you weak. But then remember that Roman 1, 2, have struggled against him, and that he also tried to weaken me through trepidations and anxious questioning of whether I would have the strength for my mission. Then turn to me for help and appeal to me for strength against the enemy of your soul and for every battle in life, be it of an earthly or spiritual nature. And you will not ask in vain, for I will truly grant everyone's prayer who calls to me in his distress. Amen.